Any other questions?
That's what they said in Canada with Mount Polly. What happened there?
Right there is where my regulator example plays big and strong.
Same, and you're trying to build the same dam, same earthen dam.
That's true. Not true.
Well,
no, no, don't stop. I mean, I know. Okay, this isn't a guess. Here's what happened in Canada. Mount Polly ran for 20 years on the design that they had, the engineering.
17.
Okay, 17 years on the design that they had. Then they decided to change the operation where a regulator should have stopped them right there. They decided to use this essentially dry stack compound as water storage. The engineer of record said, no. Remove ourselves from this project. You're not using what we designed in the proper manner. And they left. 4.5 years later, the folly showed itself. Been visited several times by regulators who didn't seem to know. Need to talk to the Alaska Dam Safety Commission and just ask them, any chance that that could happen here?
Sure could.
They will laugh.
That's what they told them. They have 6.6 billion gallons of toxic waste there.
The point he's making, though, is that the regulators in BC do not exercise the oversight and the authority that U.S. and Alaska state regulators.
And that is, it is such a key point. Look at this. You can, just because of this is the day, you could design a perfectly functional, perfectly safe commercial aircraft. What you can't do is stop some idiot from flying into the Twin Towers. If you get people who are willing to misuse what they've done, okay, operation, you look at all the little failures of this, and they were operational. Engineers know how to build it. They know how to do it. It's if people don't operate it correctly. And that's regulators. And that's where I would focus. Everything I had is making sure that the regulatory process is solid.